Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining me tonight for On Fire to Inspire. I tell you, you could be doing anything, but you chose to spend time with me, and I appreciate it. I tell you, we got a great, great show planned for you. I tell you each and every week that it's time for you to walk in the greatness that you already are, and it's time to stop existing and start living the life you were created to live. So as a part of that, we got a show tonight entitled Monetizing Your Gifts. So it is time to monetize your gifts. It's time to get paid for what you love to do. It's time to get paid to do your purpose and your passion. So we're going to jump into that in just a moment. But I want to thank our sponsors right quickly. We want to thank Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. You can get her book on any online bookstore. I'm telling you, it's a great read. It's a great testimonial of how God freed her son from over a decade of being addicted to alcohol. Then we have Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch, where it's not just music, it's a sound. CDs are available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. Unique Expression by Design, they're specializing in your custom products. So if you need your business or personal products customized, Angelise Washington will take care of you. Your t-shirts, your cups, your mugs, journals, she is there for you. Rise Hair and Beauty Bar, located inside of the 1501 Highway 138 at FND Beauty, inside of there, they will take care of all of your hair care and special beauty needs. So if you need a relaxer, twist, quick weaves, natural hair, lashes, sew-ins, and she even do custom-made wigs. I tell you, she hooked one up for one of my girls recently, and it looked wonderful. So tell all of our sponsors that you heard it here on Fire to Inspire. And last but not least, PrintTara.com is your one-stop shop for your business cards, your banners, flyers, magnetic signs, videography, photography, and websites. Again, don't forget to tell them you heard it first here on Fire to Inspire. Well, guys, we have a treat for you tonight. We have, I call her the Periscope Queen, Miss Danielle. I tell you, she is the lady of the hour, and I'm telling you, you're going to learn so much from her tonight. She is she's a former J.P. Morgan Chase Vice President. She's a certified executive coach, a master sales, master business, and master life coach who left corporate America to live her dream of helping others live their dream. She is the best-selling author of multiple books and publications. Danielle is also the founder of two national movements. So I'm telling you, we are here for a treat. Make sure you got your pen, your paper, and if you don't have your pen, your paper, get your iPad or your laptop, whatever it is. You want to take some notes because it's time to stop existing and start living. We want to welcome Ms. Danielle to the line. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. How are you?
I am doing great, Ms. Butler, and thank you so much for having me tonight. I appreciate you.
I am so excited, I tell you. There's so many, each and every week I'm always talking about it's time to stop existing and start living out the greatness that you already have on the inside of you. So when we talked about bringing you on and monetizing your gifts, I'm like, that's definitely completely in line for what we talk about weekly. So thank you again. So, Danielle, you used to be in corporate America, and, you know, what made you say, you know what? Enough is enough. What was that for you? How did that happen?
You know what? for all of you guys that are listening, whether it be on the radio, whether it be on Periscope, for all of you that are listening, and I hope you've shared with your followers and invited other people, I'm just going to be honest. Jobs are a trick, right? Mm-hmm. Jobs are a trick of our education. It's what we're taught. We're taught mm-hmm. to get a job and that this job is going to take care of us for 40 years And then when the 40 years is over, we're going to retire and we're going to still struggle because the job was only enough for us to exist. The job wasn't enough for us to get over or to have more or to do more. And so, but that's what we were taught. We were already taught, we were always taught to work. And that's all I knew. All I knew was work and build somebody else's. All I knew was work and make money for somebody else. And for some of the people that are listening, that's all they know because that's what we were taught. And so I think more than anything, as I started to see how much money I was generating for somebody else and how I still, in spite of making six figures, had to sometimes put a ski mask on and rob Peter to pay Paul. And then I still saw, after all this loyalty, folks getting laid off at the speed of light, folks losing their job at the speed of light. So you mean to tell me you've been loyal to this job for all this time, and then out of nowhere, if they have a momentary loss of a few dollars, they let you go. So it just taught me that these jobs ain't loyal. These jobs ain't loyal. And so when you understand those jobs ain't loyal, you start working for somebody who is loyal, which is me, myself, and I.
I love it. I can attest to that because when we got our last layoff, when I decided, okay, God, I'm going to do what you called me to do, when we got our last layoff, there were 200 people affected. So the whole department was wiped out. So one of the things I remember a gentleman telling me that was an entrepreneur, he said, I would never allow corporate America to dictate whether my family eat or not ever again. And I was like, wow, that's profound. That is profound. So from the perspective of saying, hey, enough is enough, you said, this is what I'm going to do. And so what made you say you're going to do exactly this, being the wealth builder, the wealth speaker?
So I don't think I don't think that you decide anything as it relates to purpose. I think that most people, if they just be honest with the obstacles that God has put in their path, I think that your destiny is chosen for you. I think your destiny is quote-unquote predestined. I think that the things you go through in your life, the jobs you work, the places that God puts you, equips you to do what you do. And so sometimes you have to dig deep into what is God trying to tell me with the places that I've been. And I tell people all the time that he doesn't send burning bushes anymore, you know, as far as confirmation. If you see a bush on fire, you need to run. That's the fire. That's not the Lord trying to talk to you. And so a lot of times we overlook the obstacles that we've gone through. We overlook the past. And what got me to money was, number one, first 16 years at the bank and just realizing how much money is in the world. And the one thing I saw at the bank, that's right, burning bushes are obsolete. One thing I saw at the bank was that the people who truly had the money had multiple streams of income.
Mm-hmm.
The people who truly had the money didn't have one check coming in every 2 weeks. See, that's most of our problem, is that we have one check coming in on occasion, and we're trying to make that one check do acrobatics and cover all of these bills like Twister. Remember we used to play Twister when we were little, put that mask on, flow with all the colors? We got our checks playing Twister as opposed to going out there and taking our gifts and converting our gifts into multiple streams of income, and so that we don't have to struggle. So the first thing was my experience at the bank. And then the second thing that made me was my own journey, and after a divorce, having to piece together my finances to like that, similar to what the man told you, I refused to not have money. I refused to not have stuff for my kids. So what I had to do was use what God put in my hands and go create more revenue so that I didn't have to struggle. And so once I learned how to do it myself, I said, you know what? More people have access to do it themselves, and they just don't realize it. So many of us have so many gifts that we just don't realize. And the quicker we are at realizing and recognizing our gifts, the quicker our greatness can pay us.
So true. So, so very true. So if you have that person that's like, you know what, I am tired of this. I'm sick of this corporate America thing. I'm sick of clocking in every day. I'm at my wit's end. What would you say to that person?
I probably, you know, I'm a step person. So I'm probably going to give them about four steps. The first step is be real about changing your current situation. And again, if you haven't shared this so that other people can get this message, make sure you share. But be real about changing your current situation. Nothing happens until you say, I'm going to do this, and you're for real about it. You're for real about it, meaning you're not going to let life get in the way. You're not going to let your cuckoo kids and your crazy man get in the way. You're not going to let a project at work get in the way. Be real about changing your current situation. That's number one. Number two, look for what God has given you. Look for what God has put in your hands. What is it that you're good at? You know, you may call me a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. Since people are stealing lines nowadays, let me steal a couple of lines. People say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I truly believe in the power of people and that God has given everybody something. I truly believe that. I don't care if you're the best cake maker. I don't care if you're the best runner. I don't care if you're the best fish fryer. Somebody told me this morning they made the best cornbread in all of Alabama. Okay, God gave you something. So find it and be relentless in your pursuit of finding it. That's number two. Number three is package it. Package it in a way the world will pay you for it. And if you don't know how, that's why the Lord created people like me, so we can help you package it. But you've got to package it and put a price on it. Because if not, and one of the fatal flaws that a lot of women make is we are handing out our gifts in the world for free. And I don't want to bore you, but I want to give you some facts. And the facts are that women do 3/4 of the world's work, but we only have 10% of the world's wealth and 1% of the world's land. And what that means is that women are doing all the work and running around saying, I'm blessing you, and I'm blessed to be a blessing. I'm going to bless somebody today. Well, Walmart's not blessing you with groceries, and Nordstrom's is not blessing you with clothes, and you can't go to the Louis store and get blessed with a bag. And so you can't go to the Red Bottom store and get blessed with no shoes. So the bottom line is you have to realize that this is a trade economy. And until you put a price on your gifts, then you're running around robbing. I did say that, and I'll spell it in case you missed it, R-O-B-B-I-N-G. You're robbing your family of generational wealth because you refuse to put a price on your gift. And that is the truth of the matter. Everybody's got something that will qualify them and make them a millionaire. Are you working with yours? Or are you letting yours sit defunct? Are you letting yours sit dormant? Are you letting yours sit unattended? Are you letting yours just sit idle and you going to a job and giving them 100% of 100? So that's like, You gotta be real about it. You gotta find it, and you gotta package it and put a price on it. So that would be like my steps for anybody who says, you know what, I'm tired of my current situation. I'm tired of you know, living at less than what God has for me. I'm tired of not having what I feel like I should have for my family. I'm tired. Once you get tired, and for those of you who have a question, I gave you the number earlier. Make sure you call in. But I'm tired. And once you're tired, you'll do something different.
That is so, so very true. If you are tired, you'll do something. If you get tired enough and you get tired of being tired, then, yes, you're going to make a change. You know, because complaining ain't going to change it. It's not going to change it at all.
I love it.
So, Danielle, you said that, and you said something very key. You said women only, we do 3/4 of the world's work, 10% of the world's, we only have 10% of the world's wealth and 1% of the world's land. Man, I did not know the numbers were that, you know, that few and that small. Wow.
Yeah.
That is.
Let me tell you, the people who are in poverty, of all the people in the world in poverty, the poverty numbers, women make up 87% of the people that are in poverty. Women. Women make up the majority of the homeless, believe it or not. Women make up the majority of those in poverty, believe it or not. And women are the world's caregivers. We're at about 92% of the caregivers. So let me tell you what that means. What that means is that the people who are caring for the children and the elderly are the people who are in poverty. That's what that means.
Wow. It's time to rise up. So if someone had a question, did you have something else before we ask someone to ask a question?
Everybody a free gift tonight. There's two different free gifts. You got to text to get them separately. If you text the word POWER to 832-447-2822 and you text the word WINNING to that same phone number, you got to do it separately, 832-447-2822. You will get my free gift, which is one document on how to stop missing opportunities and another document on how to monetize your gift. What we're talking about, because the number one question people always ask me is, well, how do I monetize my gift? So if you text WINNING to 832-447-2822 and you text POWER, because even once I tell them how to monetize their gift, they still keep missing opportunities because they're not familiar with being an entrepreneur, and therefore they're missing opportunities to generate revenue. So if they text the word POWER to 832-447-2822, doesn't matter if it's uppercase or lowercase, they'll get two free documents from me on how to really monetize your gift and stop missing out on opportunities. But no, we can open it up for questions.
Okay. I didn't want some of them to be like, okay, they're not even going to answer my question. So if you have a question for Danielle, plus
they got their hands raised up already.
Yes. So if you have your question, press one, and we'll go ahead and bring you on live to answer your question. And remember, no question is a dumb question because someone else has that same question. So you'll be the person
to
stand up and
ask. As long as they don't
ask
me what happened to my hair, it's not a dumb question. Please don't ask me what happened to my hair.
That has nothing to do with what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about monetizing your gifts. So if you have a question about monetizing your gifts,
please,
how to walk in it, that's what
don't
the type of question you're looking for. So
what's
press
going on
one.
My hair?
Press one, and we will be able to bring you live. And guys,
she
don't act like you're shame or shy. Here we go. All right, we see two people that's lit up now. Hold on. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You have Danielle and Aaliyah. Who do we have with us?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Aaliyah. This is Shelly. Hi, Danielle. How are you? I love the spirit of the conversation, and I'm happy to hear your success story. I struggle with one thing, however, and I know I'm not the only one, but I definitely love this relentlessness in your pursuit, and packaging is worth so much. But now, when we say the buts, you know, freely you receive, freely give. And I hear that, you know, through the scriptures. And many times you try to maybe not to use a person, but to invite them to something, and they you can't even reach them because they're so far up there. And but you want to be a blessing, and people want to be a blessing. So I believe in following your passion, and also if you're going to live of it, you should, you know, you should receive of it. But also I don't believe that everything we do has to be paid, so I don't want to say devalue the gifts or the ability, because as you stated, we give it all to our 9-to-5 or however. But I'm looking to kind of find a balance.
So I'll give you an example. I show up on Periscope every day. I show up on Periscope every day, multiple times a day, and I give freely. I give tips. I give advice. I give examples on what to do. And I do that for free. You don't have to be my client. I don't have to know you. There's no strings attached. I show up. I give encouragement, motivation, inspiration. I give you all that free every day, and all you got to do to get it is go to your phone and log in and touch a button. That's
right.
What I do freely.
Okay.
If you want specific strategy about how to make more money, and you're tired of struggling with the mindset like you are, you got to get help, and then you got to hire me. If you want specific strategy on how to create products, you got to hire me. So there's a line, and I even help my clients draw the line between what is free and what is not. But the bottom line is what most women do and what cripples us is we think we can do everything ourselves. And the bottom line is at some point we all need help. And so until we're willing to invest in getting that help, we stay stuck.
Okay. That's good. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're more than welcome. Great to meet you.
All right. You too.
Thank you so much for dialing in. All right. Yeah, we have another caller. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You're live with Aaliyah and Danielle. Who do we have with us?
Hello?
Hello,
hi.
You're live. Who do we have with us?
Hi, so can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, I have a question. This is something that's been, like, really bothering me for a while now. Like, what do you do when there's people in your family or your friends
What's
that...
What's the name, baby?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Leticia from New York. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hi.
I know.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, how are you?
I'm sorry, Coach. Yeah, so what do you do? Like, I always try to have a smile on my face about everything, but there, like, even now it's starting to really bother me. Like, what do you do when people are, like, always saying something negative all the time about your business to the point where, like, now when I'm home, it's like I'm hiding the Periscope or I'm hiding to answer an email or something like that because I just don't want to get the look or I know it's a silly question, but... when it's constantly every day, it does get to you. It's like you're a human being at the end of the day. So it's not like you're going to be like, okay, tomorrow I'm just going to be all firm and we'll be like, okay, and strong. It's just hard. You know what I mean? And even though they're seeing the results, they're seeing everything, it's like it's hard because you care about people and you know. I don't know.
So, you know, and that is a great question, Leticia. That's a great question.
Thank you.
There's a book called The Dream Givers. And in that book, The Dream Givers, and it's by Bruce Wilkinson. And they talk about in that book how when you're on your journey to your destination, you're going to have what's called border bullies. And in the book, he thought the border bullies were going to be strangers.
Uh-huh.
But come to find out, the border bullies was his mother.
Yes.
It was his wife. It was his friend.
Yes.
It was his father. And
yes.
The bottom line is that the people around us, they really want the best for us. And they don't necessarily see the vision that God gave you yet. How
mm-hmm.
many of you have ever experienced that? You have people around you, and, you know, they don't see what God showed you in the throne room.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're questioning. They don't want you to get hurt. They
yeah.
don't want you to they don't want you to be broke. They don't want you to struggle. They want you to, like, you may have went to school to get a degree to be a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
But once you graduated, you may have realized that's not what you love to do.
Yeah.
Because your family's like, well, why didn't you, why did you get this degree? Go be a lawyer. Be great. You know, do what is comfortable. Go work that job. And they don't get the calling on your life.
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to be careful to continue doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
This is between you and God.
Yeah.
Right. They want us to be realistic. This is between you and the Lord, though. And when it's all said and done, you've got to make sure that you're doing what God called you to do.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Coach.
Did that help?
Yeah, that totally explained it. And I got to get that book, and I just have to, like, you know, keep moving in my purpose.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
It seems like the harder
things,
I work, the more I'm getting resistance.
Yeah.
And that's the frustrating part.
Like,
I'm like, wait a second,
yeah,
when I wasn't doing anything, it was like.
But that's the devil, and I tell y'all that all the time, that when
yeah.
you're not doing nothing, which is essentially the devil's work, because you're not blessing anybody, you're not educating
yeah.
anybody, the more you do, the more he is going to come under attack, you're going to come under attack.
Yeah.
When you're going to the clubs and happy hour and all
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
yeah. You're not a threat. But
uh-huh.
when you start being in a place where you can impact others, you become a threat.
Uh-huh.
And the devil will attack you, so you do have to keep your head up. Thank you for calling in, Leticia.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. All right, we have another one. You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You're live with Aaliyah and Danielle. Who do we have with us? Hello, you're live with Aaliyah and Danielle.
Roseanne, hello.
Hi.
How are you today?
We're great. How are you?
I'm well. I just want to say thank you so much for sharing. I really appreciate it. Good information. Thank you, Ms. Danielle, so much. I watch you every day. My question is what she was saying earlier about being a blessing. That was so true on my end. When you're raised in church, we hear that so much, and that's, you know, we get that mindset. Let's be a blessing. Let's be a blessing, you know. And So, but yes, we're robbing our family, you know, and our kids see that, you know. So we don't want to teach our kids that. But how do we? I know, I guess we just got to start doing it. But that is one of my hardest things. I'm a cosmetologist, and giving prices, that is like the question I cannot stand. is when someone says, "Well, how much is it going to be?" And so. I thank God for my husband because he's like, okay, you're not gonna make any money because I don't charge my worth, or I say, or oh, don't worry about it, don't worry about this decondition I just gave, I just serviced you with. But how do we break that? How do we get over that block?
So I think the block comes in with, do you recognize yourself as a real business owner? Because I can't go to Supercut and get a deep condition and they say, oh, don't worry about it. I can't go to Olive Garden and eat salad and breadsticks and they holler, oh, don't worry about it. I can't go to the mall and get a new unit, and they holler, oh, don't worry about it. So the minute you recognize yourself as a real business owner, I am a real business owner. This is my business. This is what feeds my children. This is not a hobby. If it were a hobby, that would be cool. I'll come decorate for you. You pay me. You might not pay me. But the minute I get that DBA and that LLC and that business bank account, and the minute I got to make payroll and pay other people, this becomes real for me. So the bottom line is, are you a real business owner? Because if you are, I need to conduct yourself accordingly. If you're just doing hair because you like to do hair, that's cool. Then just call it a hobby and let them give you a tip. But when you get tired of people taking advantage of you, because when they go to the next beautician, they're going to pay her everything she asked for and simple. So stop being dogged out in your business if it's your business. If you're a business owner.
Thank you.
You're going to wish you had that money one day. Trust and believe. I can tell you myself from experience. I will let folks make it, and then God will show something up in my life that shows me I should have took that money. Miss Carolyn posted, a workman is worthy of his hire. That's biblical.
That is. That is.
Thank you.
I have
Amen.
A question for you. Do you have a price list?
I do.
So that needs to be visible somewhere so they understand what your pricing is. And then if you don't feel comfortable, you know, saying it at some point, you can point to your price list, but at some point you got to get comfortable with saying, oh, a deep conditioner is an additional $15 or additional whatever it is that you have on your price list. Because at the end of the day, like you said, this is your livelihood. You got to feed your family.
I think one of my struggles is I live in a small town, and then I have I live in Leavenworth, and next to Leavenworth is Kansas City, Kansas. So a lot of people say, nobody's going to charge that. Nobody will not charge, but no one's going to pay for that regardless.
Girl, them the main ones that ain't going to ever pay you anyway. I'm telling you, when you get in front of your target audience, I don't care if you live in a town of 1,000 people. It is enough people in that town that will pay you what you're worth. But you're comfortable, and it's a fear thing. It is, you're fearful of telling them your prices. You're fearful of asking for the money. And until you get over your own history with money, your own money story, you're going to stay giving people stuff that don't need it. It's the difference between blessing someone who's hungry, who needs clothes, who needs shoes, than it is blessing somebody that got money. And that's a good question from the audience. Do you believe in your prices? Do you believe in the value you offer? Do you believe you're good at what you do? Then they need to pay you, boo. Or they can go sit down somewhere with a nappy head.
Thank you. Yes.
And I wouldn't even be sorry. I ain't sorry. I wouldn't be sorry.
Did that help out?
Yes, very much, very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Thank you so much for listening and dialing in, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'm loving this dialogue because that's one of the things, one of the reasons that On Fire to Inspire, why God placed this in my spirit to do this. He said that a part of my purpose and plan was to help upbirth other babies. See, I call myself a purpose midwife. I say I don't birth babies, I birth purpose. So as a result, I bring people like Danielle to you so that you can, you know, Danielle, this is what I say. I say that the listeners are Elizabeth, okay?
and you and I are married, and as we're speaking and as you're pouring into them, if they're not doing anything with their gifts, their baby is leaping so much to where they can't sit any longer. And for someone who's already walking in their gift and they're walking it out, then it's like pouring gasoline on a fire. It's just reigniting and engulfing in the flame all over again. And so that's the purpose for this show each and every week. We're here every week at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're here on some Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But I'm telling you, Danielle is going to be a blessing to many of you. You got to follow her at Wealth Builder, isn't it? Wealth Speaker on Periscope.
Wealth Speaker.
I'm telling you, she's on at Wealth Speaker, and she is definitely helping move you to that next dimension and where you're supposed to be. Anyone else have a question, you press 1 and we'll bring you on so you can ask that question. That was a great, great question that she had. And here's the thing that I got from that. Bury fear. We got to put it on in its grave and tell it goodbye. You know, we got to tell it bye. I know somebody asked me one time about being fearful of something, and I said, what you have to do is understand, when you understand your true identity and your call on your life, what you're called to do, when fear knock on your door, you'll be so comfortable and confident in who you are, you'll say, I'm sorry, you have the wrong address. You know, that's when you know, hey, I know who I am and what I'm called to do. All right. Whew. I got off my soapbox now. Anyone else have a question? Press 1 and we'll go ahead and bring you on live. I'm telling you, Danielle, that's one of the things that I hear quite often. And that's, you know, well, but what do I do? How do I do it? It's, you know, just get started. Do something to move towards your purpose. Yeah, do something. What are you doing daily to work towards your goals? You know, if it's to write that book, have you even started? You know, well, I got so much in me to, you know, but I don't know how to get started. The key is just do it. Just start. I tell people, you know, because I've authored 3 books and I'm working on 2 more. But I tell people, maybe it's starting just outlining for you. Maybe just start writing or start typing, and you can always go back and change things, but just get started. Don't you agree?
I do, and one of the things I've been talking about lately is time management. And
yes.
I actually have a class coming up called Time to Make Money, and that is one of the excuses that we use not to get started, and it's one of the excuses we use not to finish. If you go to bit.ly/time-to-make-money. A lot of times we don't have teams, we don't have help, we don't have support, and we're looking for it to come from our household as opposed to hiring the help we need in the world. So the bottom line is that you've got to stop using time management or lack of time as an excuse for you not to make money. So if you're interested in registering, the class is like $39 a week for 10 weeks. You go to bit.ly/time-to-make-money. Because the bottom line is, if you don't start commanding your day, if you don't start making time for your greatness, then you're going to continue to struggle with generating revenue in the world.
So true. So very true. I just posted that in the event for those of you who are on the Facebook event. Some of the key points that she's been saying, it's already listed in the post. It is a public post. So some of the things she's been saying, even down to texting winning or texting the word power, all of that information is in that. For those of you who have missed it, you can go back and look at that. A lot of the key points that she's been saying are in there. I tell you, Danielle, this is powerful, girl. This is so powerful because people are just, they're sitting on their gifts. And, you know, God showed me a vision of people sitting on their hands. And he said, I've given them all these tools. I've given them all these gifts. I've given them the ability. But they're not doing anything with them. And I was one of the people that he was talking to as well. So I guess who can better tell you than someone that was doing the same thing? So he told me it's time for you to arise. He said, it's time for you to awaken, arise, and move. And that word is for somebody else that's listening, whether you're listening live, you're listening on Periscope, or you listen to the recording later. It's time to awaken. It's time to arise, and it's time to move. Because there's somebody else waiting on your gift. It's somebody else waiting for you to walk into your purpose so that you can help them. Because there's somebody that was waiting on Danielle to walk in her gift so they could be blessed. She's blessing people daily by walking in her gift, daily. What are you doing to manifest yours? What are you doing to make an impact, to change it from being a liability and make legacies? All right, press 1 if you have a question or a comment for what you've been hearing. I'm telling you, this is some action-packed stuff here, and it'll be your fault if you miss out on the opportunity to ask a question. Press 1 if you have a question, and we will bring you live. Let's see here. So, Danielle, so you said time management is one of the excuses that people have all the time. What's the second most popular excuse?
Ooh, the second one is people are afraid to put their voice out into the world. They're afraid to get on video. They're afraid to get on radio. They're afraid to post on social media. I have a class coming up. Y'all always keep class coming up. It's called Slay Social Media. And it's about getting on multiple social media platforms and being effective. And you've got to stop limiting your voice to a few places. If God gave you a voice and a gift, at some point you've got to be okay with putting that gift out into the world. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a big black woman, and the camera added 10 pounds. I wasn't necessarily thrilled about getting on video, but I know for a fact that the more people you serve, the more money you make.
That's true.
People you serve, the more money you make. And if you really want to take your business to the next level, I have an event coming up in Vegas. I'm looking for speakers. We're going to be live streaming from Vegas. We're blowing it up. I'm looking for people who want to get their stuff in front of more people. They can go to bit.ly/speakinvegas if they're interested. But the bottom line is that you can't be afraid to speak what God gave you. And at any time you're afraid to speak what God gave you, that's a deduction on your blessing. We talked about that this morning. I did a Periscope. If you want to find it, you can go to @WellSpeaker and see the replay where we literally put your six-figure vision on paper. And that six-figure vision required that you get in front of more people. And when you're afraid of getting in front of more people, that's a deduction. You have to create more products. And when you don't create more products because you're afraid or you're procrastinating, that's a deduction from your abundance. You got to have increase your prices. And when you are afraid to increase your prices because of disbelief in your own products and services, that's a deduction from your abundance. And when you have indecision about making decisions in your business, that's a deduction from your abundance. So our emotions are causing us to talk ourselves out of Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey. It doesn't matter who you are. The bottom line is that if he said he is no respect of person, so if he is no respect of person, then how in the world can Oprah have more money and Bill Gates and Tyler Perry and Steve Harvey? It really boils down to they did the work and we're not doing the work.
Wow. We have another caller here. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You are live with Danielle and Aaliyah. Who do we have with us?
Hi, this is Latoya. Hi, Miss On Fire to Inspire. Hey, Danielle.
Hi.
I have a question. I have a question about people who are scared to let their light shine. What advice would you give somebody who's scared to let their light shine because they feel like people will be jealous of them or not support them or think that they think they're better because, you know, they're trying to do more with their life? What advice would you give somebody like that?
So I have two things. I have two things. Number one is people going to always have something to say. When I wore wigs, they came on here every day. If y'all remember, when I wore wigs, they came on Periscope every day and said something about my wig, said something about my hair. Now that I don't have no hair, they come on here and say something now that I'm bald head. When I was skinny, they had something to say about me being skinny. When now that I'm fat, they got something to say. When I was struggling paycheck to paycheck, they had something to say. Now that I'm balling out of control, they got something to say. Guess what? People going to say something when you're doing good. People going to say something when you're doing bad. I'd rather be doing good and let you talk about me. You can go sit down somewhere. And that's the truth of the matter. That's number one. And Carolyn said, you got to step over foolish people. I know that's right. And, you know, our grandmother taught us, they even talked about Jesus Christ. So you know if they talked about the Lord, if they talked about the Lord, they're going to have something to say about you. Yes, it does hurt, but it hurts worse for me not to feed my family because some people have bullied me into a corner. You've got to pick your hurt. Being talked about is hard, but being broke is hard. Choose your heart. So that's number one. Number two is that I've got a destiny, and I'm going to be held accountable from meeting that destiny. At the end of the day, I got to show up and face somebody that's not on this earth right now. At the end of the day, I got to show up and be held accountable for did I use my gift? I'm not going to be turned down at that gate because I was afraid of what people would say about me. I can't. So who are you most afraid of? And if you just keep everything in perspective, it changes everything. I am more afraid of showing up and having to have that conversation with Peter about why my name is not in the book of life because I did not complete my assignment, not because I didn't have the resources, not because I didn't have the tools, because God gives us everything we need to be successful, not because you're not smart enough, LaToya, because I had a conversation with you today. You're extremely intelligent, but because you didn't believe in what God gave you. No, I'm not going to do it. So I am more afraid of being smited, being turned to a pillar of salt, and all that stuff the Lord done did in the Bible. I'm more afraid of that than I am people. People can go sit down somewhere. They ain't got no superhuman powers. People don't provide me with my next breath. People don't provide me with my next meal. Remember we learned when we was growing up? Praise God from whom all blessings. They didn't say some blessings. They said, praise God from whom all blessings flow. The blessings don't flow from them fools. So I let them fools make it because that's just what they are. And even the Bible talks about being slow to listen to the voice of fools. If you listen to the voice of fools, you become a fool. Don't be a fool.
I like what you said about that people don't have superhuman power. So that really resonated.
All right. Thank you so much.
And, you know, I'm going to say one more thing, Aaliyah, if you don't mind.
If you really go
and investigate the people that's doing the talking, they're not doing nothing. When have you ever seen somebody doing well talk about somebody else? Do you see Oprah talking about people? Do you see Tyler Perry talking about Steve Harvey, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett? They ain't got time. They ain't got time to be running around talking about folks. So if you really start to quantify the people who are talking about you, who is it? It's the people that don't mean much because they're not doing anything with their own life, and they wouldn't be able to help you if they could, and wouldn't help you if they could. So why are you worried about small-minded people? Don't do it. Don't do your time like that.
So true. I had somebody comment the other day about something I was doing, and I went to their page. They had like, you're not doing nothing with your
That's
own life.
That's my point.
So, I'm not saying follow.
That's my point. If you ain't got more followers than me, you can't be over here talking about what I'm doing. You need to be working
well,
on getting your own pay and weight up.
All right, I appreciate this, Danielle. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for down there, Latoya.
All right,
you're welcome, sis. You're welcome, Latoya.
Danielle, you know I had a question that just came up. What do you think about self-esteem? I think some people, you know, their self-esteem is kind of not, they don't understand their self-worth. And I think sometimes that can, what do you think about that?
You know, I think that it directly equates to your ability to charge your worth. I'm actually coming out in a class in the fall called The Bold and the Fearless.
Mm-hmm.
And The Bold and the Fearless is going to be a class. I got a class always coming up. But The Bold and the Fearless is going to get to the root of where does your lack of self-esteem come from, and how do you go get it? How do you repair it? How do you work on it? How do you affirm your stop seeking validation in the world? Stop seeking affirmation in the world? Stop seeking approval? Mm-hmm. When I took this wig off because it was hot, I hit this short broadcast button. Like I had $800 worth of Remy in my head. I don't care. I can't care. I can't care. The bottom line is, how many clients do I have? How much money is in my bank account today? Am I doing what God asked me to do? Am I feeding my family? Is my family eating? And that has absolutely nothing to do with me putting a wig on my head. So when I hit that start broadcast, the morning that I took that wig off, I hit the start broadcast money a button with confidence. Like I had $1 million worth of Indian Remy in my head. I'm not worried about what people say. I can't. It's a time waste.
Right. Exactly. It's true. And so many people look for folks to validate them, but you're already complete. Yeah, I mean, Colossians 2 and 10 tell you you're already complete, so why are you looking for man to complete you? When I say man, it could be man, it could be people, it could be cousins. It don't matter. You don't need anyone to complete you because you already completed. Already complete. I wrote a short story recently, and it's entitled, You're Already Qualified. And I told the people, I said, I had to speak on someone else's show as a guest recently, and I told the people, I said, you're already qualified to be the person that you are, but guess what? God already qualified you to be the person he's called you to be. You just got to walk in it, you know? So you just got to understand. You got to understand the big picture. You got to understand the big picture.
It
Ooh,
is.
I'm
it's
enjoying
perspective.
This interview, girl. Yes, yes, yes.
It is absolutely positively perspective.
Yes. So, guys, if you joined late in the call or in the broadcast, make sure she has two free gifts for you guys. Text the word winning to 832-447-2822, the word winning. And then the second gift, you're going to text the word power to that same number. And that's 832-447-2822. She's going to give you two free gifts on how to monetize your gifts because it's time for you to stop existing. It's time for you to walk in the greatness that you already have on the inside of you. You know, it's too many people that are sitting out there with all of these inventions just sitting in their head. Too many people that have the gifting of doing so many things and they're just not doing it. They're just walking in fear. They're allowing other people to dictate it. I mean, why? Are these people waking you up? Are these people paying your bills? Are these, even if they're paying your bills, for how long will that happen? You know, you have some women that won't do it because they are afraid to be successful. And baby girl, let me tell you, if that's you, you're afraid to be successful because you don't have the support of your husband, he's not believing in you, guess what? Do it anyway
and show him that you're creating a legacy. Now, you got to do it tactfully now. Don't do it and say, oh, let me show you. No, just do it, and then he'll see, and he'll come on board. And if not, hey, that's between you, him, and God.
That's true, sis.
That is so true. But, Daya, did you have anything else that you want to share with them this evening?
You know, guys, I want you to be encouraged, and I want you to get started. I don't want you to wait another day to pursue your destiny. I don't want you to wait another day to start getting paid for your gifts. I want you to stop making excuses about not using what God gave you 100%. I could have stopped when my hair started. I could have stopped when I got a divorce. I could have stopped when my hair started falling out. At any point where I've run into an obstacle in my life, I could have stopped. But the same way you say, Aaliyah, that, you know, I tell people your obstacles qualify you. You say you're qualified. I say your obstacles qualify you, because whatever fire you've made it through in your life, that qualifies you to be a fireman for that fire. That qualifies you. You're qualified to be great already. Stop demeaning and undermining your own greatness. Stop doing it.
I am getting out of it in this event. I'm telling you, I think that we had one last person. I don't want to miss anyone, because that person's question may bless someone else. So let me just make sure that I think we have one more person. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Oh, we have two. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You are live with Danielle and Aaliyah. Who do we have with us? Erico ending in Erico 8845, and you're ending in 9885. Do you have a question for Danielle or a comment?
You.
You are live with On Fire to Inspire with Aaliyah and Danielle. Who do we have with us?
Hi, I'm calling from Erico 203, so I didn't want to cut off the other person. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I think that person didn't hear us. All right.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yes.
My question is, how do you identify what is the core of your personal procrastination? Like, how do you get to the root of what's really causing you to procrastinate whenever, you know, you're trying to get rid of all the other excuses?
You know, I did two things. One, we did a burial. We buried procrastination. It was so good. We did a eulogy for procrastination and everything. And number two, when is the last time that you really sat and thought? And then, God, keep in mind, a lot of people do need help. Stop thinking you can do this by yourself. Stop thinking that you don't need a coach. You don't need a mentor. You don't need to invest to get away from that procrastination, because it has a reason. So if you go looking for it and you do find it, and then what? And then what? See, I hire accountability. I hire accountability. For the last 3-4 years, I have hired a brand strategist to hold me accountable for not procrastinating on my gifts. And more recently, I hired a health coach to hold me accountable for not eating fried chicken every day. So the bottom line is, when you're really ready to do something about your current situation, you will hire accountability. And the truth of the matter is that procrastination is code word for fear. Fear is a chameleon. It comes in a lot of different shapes and forms and sizes. And so procrastination is just your mind saying, either I don't have enough information to proceed, I don't have enough confidence to proceed, or I don't have enough belief to proceed. And you've got to examine and see. But the bottom line is, at some point you're going to have to leap. Sometimes leaping is the only available form of transportation. Sometimes you can't just creep into it. You got to leap into it. And I'll tell you, procrastination is almost like being an alcoholic. Once a procrastinator, always a procrastinator. I'm a procrastinator. I am. The reason you don't see it in my business is because since I know that about me, I'm always treating my illness. I'm going to get specific. I am Action Jackson. If I have an idea that morning, by that night, that idea is up and running. So I am the poster child for Nike. Just do it. And so I do it without thinking. I do it without regret. I do it so quick that I'm almost like a ninja. And so that keeps me from procrastinating. The longer it sits on my desk, the longer it goes undone. And so I pile my day up with stuff. And yeah, you got to know yourself. I pile my day up with stuff, and I hammer through it. Because I know the spirit of procrastination is waiting to get its hands in me, but at the end of the day, I know that if I execute, procrastination can't hold me.
And that's powerful right there, because that's what the Lord had revealed to me when it was said, when someone asked me, why are you procrastinating? The Lord told me it's a spirit of procrastination. So now I'm asking him, well, how do I get rid of that spirit of? So you hit it. You're confirming it right there. It's a spirit of procrastination. Thank you. So the podcast
Absolutely.
That you did, is that a download somewhere?
It might still be on my Periscope. I know for a fact, if you go on my Facebook, Danielle Winningham, it's on there. I did one on the spirit of procrastination, and I
oh my
did
God.
One on the spirit of perfection, because a lot of people have a spirit of perfection that they need to bind because they want everything to be perfect before they launch it. No, it was just a couple weeks ago. It wasn't even a couple weeks ago, Leticia. It wasn't a long time ago. The funeral was a long time ago. But perfection and procrastination, I think that was last week.
I'll definitely find you because I haven't been around for a couple of months. So thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's still
thank
there.
You so
if
much.
I find it, I'll share it back to the top of my Facebook timeline. I'll have my team look for it.
Thank you.
But it's still there.
Thank you so much for dialing in.
Thank you.
I tell you, Danielle, that is something that's key, because that's one of the things that I've seen so many people is like, well, you know, well, when the time is right, well, when will the time be right? You know, I mean, well, my children are young. Okay. Do you have a college plan for them? You know, if you operate in your gift, you may be able to pay their college free of charge, you know. So I'm telling you, this has been a blessing. And if you look in the event itself, we're getting a couple of comments. Mr. Jari says, Danielle and Aaliyah, thank you both for blessing us with this show. Very informative. You two are blessing the world. So we are getting responses back, and you're being a blessing. And I thank you for walking in your gift and helping others. And people don't understand, Danielle, if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing and you're walking in your gift is going to make room for you. All you got to do is move.
Right.
Like you said, just do it. Take on Nike's mindset and just do it. Just do it. I tell you. Well, guys, remember to text the word winning and then text the word power. You can get these two free downloads. Because I'm telling you, it's time to walk in everything that you call to, because there's too much greatness sitting on the inside of you. Too much greatness. Danielle, tell them that number one more time for me.
Yes, the number is 832-447-2822. If you text the word power, you're going to get a download. And then you text the word winning. You have to do it separately. 832-447-2822. And you're going to get a download one. How to monetize your gifts, and some of you may have already gotten it already, and two, how to stop missing opportunities.
Love it.
How to stop missing opportunities.
Yes, because it's time out for all of that. It's time out for all of that.
Sure
so, yeah, I want to thank you again so much
for, you know, coming in and sharing your time, your wisdom with us. I think so many were blessed, so many were able to get their questions answered. And others who didn't, you know, have the bravery to press that one, I think their questions were answered by listening to others. So I thank you again for sharing with us this evening, and we look forward to having you back.
All right. Thank you so much, Aaliyah. Thank you for having
me. You're welcome. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Guys, we have, thank you. Guys, we have a live, we have had a live, awesome live show with Donyell. And if you have missed any of this broadcast, you can go back and listen to the recording on bit.ly/DonyelleOnFire. That is how I have it listed, Donyell on Fire. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/onfire to inspire, and you can listen to it again, because I'm telling you, you can do a replay of this, you know, get your notes. If you go into the Facebook link, I did put it in there under the event, all the different pieces, the nuggets that she was giving out, I posted those things because you need to go get those into your spirit, get them into your ear gates, your eye gates, and do what you're called to do. It's too much greatness on the inside of you not to walk in it. Many of you are the next Oprah Winfrey. You're the next Tyler Perry. But how will we know unless you walk in it? Walk this thing out. We are here on Fire to Inspire every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And some Thursdays we are here at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But every Tuesday we're here. We are back next week on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I tell you, this is what I say to people each and every week. As long as there is breath in your body, there is purpose to fulfill. My name is Aaliyah Butler. I'm Miss On Fire to Inspire. This actual show originated from a book that God gave me entitled On Fire to Inspire. And you can find it on Kindle, on Amazon. The book is, I'm telling you, to bless you. And every word God gave me to bless others, there are pieces on there called Dare to Dream, The Chosen One, because you're chosen for the life that you are supposed to live. There's one called Full Potential. There's one called Dare to Dream, Triumphant, Redeemed. There are so many pieces in here, Pregnant with Purpose, because there are too many people that are not living out the life you were called to live. And the book is also available in ebook. On Fire to Inspire is available in paperback, ebook, and audiobook for the people who say, well, I don't have time to read. Well, it's available in audiobook as well. If this is what I call my ministry. If this has been a blessing to you, share it with other people. You can buy books. You can sow into it on fire to inspire@gmail.com through PayPal. I'm telling you, we're getting the word out to the masses because it's time for you to walk in your gift and every ability that God has called you to. I am waiting to hear the testimonies. I'm here waiting to hear everything that people are doing as a result of this broadcast, awakening some things. Because, again, it's time for you to arise, awaken, and walk and move in everything that God has called you to. If you want to be a sponsor for this show, the sponsorship is only $25 for a full month right now. We're running that special and we're extending it because I want people to be able to get the word out. I share it on our social media outlets as well as I announce it on each show for the entire month. $25, come on, really? And then if you just have an event that you want to announce, we can do your event announcement for $10. Again, we're making everything affordable so that you can get your word out, so people can hear about you, hear about what you're doing, and get the word out to the masses because we are internet-based, but we're played here on Blog Talk. We're also played with our sister station on Christian World Radio Network, and they have they're international as well as national. We have listeners there in Europe. We have listeners in Africa. So I'm telling you, your gift will make room for you. Please awaken, arise, and move forward in everything that God has called you to. Again, I'm Aaliyah Butler, Ms. On Fire to Inspire, and I will talk to you guys on Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a blessed evening.